Have I?
Yeah.
How?
Well, you took a nice little vacation, so you inspired me to take a nice little vacation.
Where'd you go?
Well, for me, vacation equals cruise. You know, it's the only kind of vacation. Everything else is travel or business or whatever.
I have never been on a cruise.
It's the best way to do a vacation, and it's surprisingly inexpensive. You know, I went on a Princess cruise. Didn't even have to go to an airport. Boarded the ship in San Francisco on Sunday and did a 10-day cruise down California. It stopped at Avalon, which is on Santa Catalina Island, where I've always wanted to go and never did. It was great. Stopped there. And then it didn't stop until Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Then Mazatlan, then Cabo San Lucas, and then back through with a stop in San Diego. And the Princess Cruise Line was absolutely fantastic. The food was great, and it would be more expensive to stay at home. I mean, this particular cruise, I don't know why, it was just incredibly reasonable, so couldn't say no, you know.
Did you order tickets online, or?
Yeah, that's where it came from. You know, saw an ad, you know, sometimes I guess these some travel agencies book a big block of rooms or something, or, you know, cruise tickets or something, and they pass these incredible savings. So it happens every once in a while. But even if you pay full boat, you know, no pun intended, it's the only way to go. And Princess Cruises is absolutely, they were very, very nice to me, but they're nice to everybody. I mean, it's just, and the food was great. And were you here last week?
I was here from noon to midnight last week.
Oh, okay. Because we were doing some experimenting with technology, with the internet, with the wireless internet between the ship and you know, and cyberspace, and I was able to call into the program here, which Michael put on. It was a great program, I thought, you know, about the increase in the minimum wage. Anyhow, fantastic. So thank you for your inspiration, and on with the show today.
Good morning, a brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KFCO Radio.
Well, hello, hello, this is your old friend, Bozo the Clown.
Not really. It's MZ welcoming you to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. It's going to be an open mic program today, but I do have a couple of topics that I'm going to bring up, so let's see what happens the next 2 hours.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay, this is the time where we have to decide whether to use the Crossfire intro music, you know, this. Or this. You know, the special fanfare. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a Crossfire today, because I think that what we're going to talk about, I think just about everybody's going to agree. But I could be wrong, and sort of hope I am, because when everybody agrees, the programs are not as exciting. Welcome to the Saturday Special. MZ back in the saddle. And it's 9 minutes past 10 a.m. Some stuff in the news. A couple of topics here that are of great interest to me, both involving freedom of speech. And freedom of speech and private property rights are my two, you know, serious hot buttons. If you want to get me going, you know, bring up either of those topics. And of course, the Muslim cartoon outrage that's going on worldwide seems to be growing. It doesn't seem to be throttling back at all here. people are getting angry that that the Muslims do not seem to want to allow any kind of a public expression here. I want to talk about that, and I'm sure we'll get into that. Our phone numbers are 479-1080 and 477-1340. The other topic I want to bring up it's not really related, but only in the sense that it has to do with freedom of speech. And this is something that, pardon me, I'm sort of amazed that we really haven't talked about before. And for those of you who have listened to this program for some time, you may well be aware that Craigslist, which is a very popular community website where people can post free ads and personals and rants and raves, and it's just an amazing website that I discovered several years ago, and it's become so popular that it's actually, you know, putting, it's having a dent on commercial advertising media such as, you know, major newspaper publications that have classifieds that charge a lot of money for a one or two or three line ad, and Craigslist charges nothing. We've actually had Craig Newmark on a number of times on the Saturday special. We actually devoted half of a Saturday special recent weeks, about 5 or 6 weeks ago, to Craig, Craigslist with Craig. And Craigslist is in the news. Saw a news story about the company or the Craigslist.com or Craigslist.org being sued by a housing group in Chicago for publishing for rent ads that have objectionable, illegal statements in them. Now, I'm gonna, after the next break, I'm gonna pull up a website or something, and, you know, do a Google search now and you'll see what I'm talking about. If you haven't heard this story or read it, I heard it on the television news a couple nights ago, and I pulled it up on the internet this morning, and, it really is outrageous, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, talk about, no one's in favor of housing. I'm not in favor of housing discrimination, but why do you shoot the messenger? Okay? I mean, all Craigslist is doing is putting out free ads for people who want to rent their places. And if the ads, say, ladies preferred, you know, that's illegal. Anyhow, that's something that we can get into and certainly will. Also, I want to, you've been hearing some interesting, sort of creative, highly produced ads running on, KOMY, and actually on KSCO. You are familiar, I'm sure, with the fact that our KOMY sister radio station has for some 7 months now been a predominantly progressive talk radio station. It used to be a second talk radio station, which was predominantly conservative. And now, what did I say? Did I say it's conservative now? Did I just say something that's just totally the opposite of?
I don't know, because I was thinking about
what you're
dominance and domination.
Okay. Yeah, KSCO is. I don't like labels, but we've been labeled as a conservative radio station because most of the programming that we have these days, most of the talk radio programming, tends to skew conservative. We make it a point to have our morning program. The gang who does the morning program is decidedly apolitical by design. Now, it doesn't mean they don't have their, you know, their political beliefs and dogmas and so forth, but we don't want that program to be political, and it's not. But just about everything else on the radio station is. And up until last July 18th, KOMY was pretty much a conservative talk radio station. That's when we decided to put Air America programming on KOMY. And after a couple of months of lots of phone calls and emails from happy people that were just thrilled that there was this outlet on local radio for Air America, I went on the air and recorded a promo on KOMY saying, hey, this is great. Thank you for thanking us, but hey, this is a business. You know, it ain't going to last if we don't get some advertisers. And we went out to try to get advertisers, and everybody that we approached that would be a logical advertiser, you know, progressively owned businesses would say, hey, that's great, nice to have you guys there, but no thank you, not interested in advertising. Well, I got an email from a gentleman, I guess, who was intrigued by my comments on the air, that I was going on the air to appeal to the audience. This was on KOMY, not on KSCO, to support the station, you know, use it or lose it. And his name is Marty Kurtzfeld. Turns out that he is a very accomplished and experienced and funny Hollywood screenwriter who happens to be living in Santa Cruz at the moment here. And he said, gee, I think it's a shame that I really like what you're trying to do here. And I can't understand why there isn't more support. And maybe I can use some of my skills to help you get some of those advertisers. And I said, boy, oh boy, let's do it. So I want to introduce Marty. You've been hearing some of these ads, and they're not ads for real advertisers. They're ads for us to get to advertise KOMY, to keep putting people's, being in front of people's faces and ears, that KOMY is a wonderful advertising medium. Because we have an enormous audience of people who like to listen to Al Franken and Randy Rhodes and the Majority Report and who don't like to listen to KSCO. So if you want to be an advertiser to hit everybody, you can advertise on both KSCO and KOMY. But so far, it's been horrible. I mean, no one's advertising, or very few people are advertising on KOMY. And so Marty put together some spots that he and Billy here produced at the radio station, and I think we should play some of those now. I've got them, Michael? Great, yeah. So, I don't know, we just let them play, you know. I think there's, what, six of them, or 5 or 6 minutes worth of them?
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay, so let's just go ahead and play those one by one here, and then talk about them afterwards, okay?
Michael, I'm a serious man, but Omerta doesn't apply. Cheney is a bad vice president, and W, I always hoped you'd be President Corleone, Governor Corleone, before I realized the government was even crookeder than us. But now we're legitimate, and there's nothing we can do but advertise on KOMY 1340.
Advertise on Air America KOMY, because companies like yours are the answer to the global plantation system being dreamed up by the Bush cartel that sees them on the porch while we pick cotton.
So now it's business and it's personal. We either finally wake up and give W and friends an offer they can't refuse to walk away, or we could all end up sleeping with the fishes. So call KOMY Radio now at 475-1080 and ask for Marty. Keep your friends close, but your customers closer. Do your company this favor. 475-1080. KOMY.
Does it go to the next one? Or do you have to... Oh, okay.
Rochester, you haven't taken a single message from my agent in over 2 months. Why?
Because you fired him.
I wonder why.
You said something about 10% being about 10 times more than he's worth.
Well, now I'm getting 100% at least.
Of nothing?
The math is easy.
For me, too. I haven't been paid in weeks.
Maybe it's time we started advertising on KOMY 1340. Put the word out. Benny's available. Benny for rent.
When Benny gets paid, Rochester gets paid.
KOMY advertising. When every dollar counts.
Hey, boss. How'd you like to make me dinner tonight? To work off some of the money you owe me.
After I call Marty at 475-1080, I'll look for my Dinner on a Dollar or Less cookbook.
Never mind. I ain't that hungry.
You're a small, medium, or large business owner traveling through an economy guaranteed to destroy you. You're lost in a phone book, trapped in a swirling mist of 100,000 other advertisers vying for the same public's fickle attentions. A public struggling to locate even the right section of the phone book, let alone the right company. Your chances of being noticed and called are next to nil. So why not at least rise to the top of the heap, stand in the spotlight, front and center on stage, to make your pitch?
Because that's where KOMY, Air America Radio, wants to put you. On stage with Al Franken and Randy Rhodes, and the other outspoken political heroes and stars of Air America Radio.
At the signpost up ahead, your ticket out of the advertising rat race, KOMY Radio. A detour to a better place, a more profitable existence. It's not necessarily easy street, just easier and a lot more fun. Isn't it time for your Air America debut? Call 475-1080 and tell Marty you're ready for your close-up.
Yo, hey, Ralphie here. Man's best friend? The lion may be the king of the jungle, but the dog is the king of everything else. And after a full day of watering fire hydrants and chasing mailmen, I sleep on a couch every night with a stomach full of gourmet food from Cali's Whole Pets. The truth is, I'm an actor. I don't need to do commercials. I'm doing this Cali's Whole Pets thing as a favor to you. So go! What? Who is that? I don't work with cats. My agent stipulated no fur balls, period. I got allergies. Hey, you meowing at me? You meowing at me? Kitties make me... But I'm a professional. I go on at 2801 Soquel Avenue. Cali's Whole Pets. Everything for the animal in your life, even if it is a cat. Who put that line in there? All right, that's it. I'm out of here. I gotta hit a tree, then maybe I'll swing by Cali's for a new collar. Somebody grab my chew toys, huh?
Listen up. Al Franken is looking for a few good advertisers, and I'm one of them. On KOMY Radio, here in Montana...
You silly old fool! We moved to California!
Oh, whatever. Wherever I am, I get to bask in the glory of Al Franken and Randy Rhoads' political insights. Just because I sound like an idiot doesn't mean I agree with the president. I'm helping to legalize debate again. You're either for democracy or against it. That's my slogan. Argue, 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 then vote. And then count the damn things. And then...
Watch your blood pressure.
And then go out and buy some of my stuff. Whatever I'm selling. Which in this case is the opportunity for business professionals like you to advertise beside me on KOMY. Where for the next few months, you might even have a Hollywood screenwriter who worked on Pretty Woman at your disposal helping to design and produce your ad. Call 475-1080 and ask for Marty, or whoever answers the phone.
Shh! The symphony's gonna start.
Familiar with the Robert Louis Stevenson novel of 1886 about the good Dr. Jekyll and the evil Mr. Hyde? Well, Casio's twin, KOMY, who used to be as equally inadmissibly conservative as his big brother, is now, thanks to the likes of Al Franken and Janine Garofalo, speaking with a liberal voice. Is one station good and the other bad? Has one of them gone crazy? Is KSCO the sober one and KOMY the alcoholic? That's for you to find out.
Oh, those crazy Democrats think that paying taxes for the betterment of society is a good thing. How do I get back to KSCO?
Hey, get your constitution-shredding nose out of my library records and my telephone, email, and coffee shop conversations, you lunatic Patriot Act neo-convicts. Quit treating the Bill of Rights like toilet paper.
Hey, if the CIA wants to eavesdrop on my two-hour conversations with Melba Ferguson, then they really are into torture.
Are you out of your tree, lady?
Or maybe she is. But maybe the truth of the matter is that Mr. Hyde isn't the evil at all. He's just a different part of you. Maybe we're all part Democrat and part Republican. Part good, part evil, part KSUO, part KOMY. And KSUO, 1080, a spirit that shouldn't be taken straight. Mix it with a little KOMY Air America 1340, Bleeding Heart of Liberals, bottled in Watsonville, California. Tasty.
Pretty good stuff. Pretty creative stuff. I mean, you know, that's the kind of stuff that advertising agencies charge, you know, tens of thousands of dollars for, you know, for a radio ad, you know. But here we've got Marty Kurtzfeld. Welcome to KSCO, Marty.
Thanks for having me.
So, wow, I mean, you must have a, I mean, what goes on in the mind of someone who comes up with that kind of stuff? I mean, You must see humor in everything, right?
Well, I try to, but I mean, it's just it's a better way to make a point with people if you can. I think to be funny, even though I feel like my comedy bone's been a little bit like fractured.
Why is that?
By politics, like since I didn't used to care that much about politics, but you know, with the election, quote unquote, of George Bush in 2000, I don't know, I just became much more focused and obsessed with politics because I was really concerned about the country. Even though I think a lot of, you know, you can do a lot of funny stuff there. And for me, it was kind of sad the way a lot of even comedy institutions like Saturday Night Live were just, you know, afraid to even really take on, you know, politics.
Afraid?
You know,
it was like, what? That's,
well,
that's
but their, after,
that's
well, after
9/11,
after 9/11, they were really afraid to do anything real political.
See, I haven't watched SNL for a long time. I used to watch it, I mean, many years, like 20 years ago. And, I mean, they were just as irreverent as can be.
Yeah.
But so what happened?
But I think people were like, they made such, it was, had such an impact on an emotional level, you know, 9/11 with so many people that, you know, and I think for, in not an effective way, Bush got away with saying, you know, Ari Fleischer saying, watch what you say, you know, and get behind the president and you're either with us or the terrorists. And it isn't a good, you know, an effective way for a democracy to function. And so for me, like I tried to get Saturday Night Live to hire me, and maybe, you know, maybe my stuff wasn't funny, and that could be the reason. But I went there. I know one of the directors that actually...
Just post 9/11, or had you...
Yeah, it was about a month and a half after 9/11.
Never,
I went to New
you
York.
You never even thought of... Because it would seem to me you'd be a perfect guy to be working for Saturday Night Live.
Well, the thing of it was,
it wasn't
went,
until after 9/11 that you even approached them.
I actually had some contact with them before. You know, I wanted just kind of an outlet. I didn't really want to be on the show, but I wanted to be able to submit material from the outside. And I'd actually proposed that to Lorne Michaels. I don't even remember the year. It was when I was working for Penny Marshall on Jumpin' Jack Flash, and she was like very good friends with him. You know, like she'd call him every morning and, you know, pour out her heart about what's going right and what's going wrong with the movie type of thing. But anyway, at that point, I wanted to write for the show too, and it wasn't just political stuff that I was interested in writing. But after 9/11, I had met actually a friend of Penny's that was living at her house. You know, hanging around the pool during the day and then talking about the movie at night when we came back. I was actually living at the house, too, because they didn't want to put me in a hotel.
Oh.
I was, like, living in a room off the pool. You know, me and her daughter's dog, it was... We won't go into that affair.
Okay, yeah, yeah. There was an affair?
Oh. Well, anyway. Well, the dog loved me.
Okay.
I tried to, you know, keep it strained. Anyway, this guy who's... Jim Signorelli, who's done, I think, virtually all the video work, or most of it. Other people, I think, actually made films for Saturday Night Live. I can't remember. Albert Brooks did films. But anyway, I went to New York and met with him a month and a half after 9/11 and wrote, you know, a bunch of sketches, you know, as like audition pieces, you know, for the kind of stuff I wanted to do. And it was all very political. And, you know, he was – I actually went there with a guy named A. Whitney Brown, who had written it for the show for about 5 years and did some very funny political stuff when he was on. And I actually brought him to the meeting with me because, you know, and they were like old friends and hugging and everything. And I could tell halfway through the meeting that it was – I was just too heavy-handed, that they were – basically my sense was they're just afraid to do heavy – political stuff. So I was like, you know, forget about me. I'm a, you know, I'm a pain in the ass. Hire Whitney back. Well, you know?
I this is the first time I've ever heard anything like that.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just painting my own failure conveniently.
I don't recognize. Now, of course, I haven't been paying a whole lot of attention. I'll start to now, but I don't recognize.
Well, I think it's loosened up now that it doesn't matter.
I mean, everybody speaks in terms of pre-9/11 and post-9/11. I mean, that's
right.
That just changed the world. There's no question about that. But one of the things it changed, I didn't think was you know, satire and comedy and so forth. In fact, I think a lot of you can't.
Well, it didn't change the need for it. It just, you know, look what happened to Bill Maher. You know, he made that the joke about on the Politically Incorrect, I guess, on HBO, that you can call the terrorists what you like, but I don't know if you'd call them cowards. You know, they plowed into a freaking building and they died. You know, so and then but what got him in trouble is then he said, you know, maybe dropping bombs on people from 30,000 feet, maybe that's cowardly. And then it was just like their fingers were around his neck, basically. And within a month and a half or 2 months, he was off the air.
Uh-huh.
But. See, and there was a great joke that.
But boy, did he emerge quickly on HBO on pay where it at least currently isn't regulated. Now I've said it before on KSCO
that
all these satellite companies, you know, that think that they're safe harbors for people for free speech and so forth. I think they've got a rude awakening. I hope I'm wrong, you know, but. I think they've got a rude awakening coming because I think our government is going to decide that the satellite distribution part of the spectrum belongs to the public too, just like the public broadcast airwaves belongs to the public, and therefore can and should be regulated by the federal government. And so I think you're going to find, you know, programs like Howard Stern and Larry David's Curb Your Enthusiasm, where you can say the F word and so forth. I mean, a lot of people a lot of creative types are running to cable to HBO and Showtime and so forth.
Right, and they're so that they
can be totally creative and unrestrained.
Right.
You see, and I think, boy, I mean. I don't know, us poor old broadcasters who have to depend upon, the federal government to renew our licenses, you know, we better mind our P's and Q's here, but the others don't seem to have to do that. And that, I got to tell you, that bothers me because from my perspective, the same reasoning behind us not being able to talk like we would on the street with each other right now because we're on a federally licensed radio station.
Oh, we
are? Should be applicable to, you know, anything that uses the technology or uses the frequency spectrum that the government claims to and does certainly exercise the right or ability to regulate.
Yeah, I agree. And you shouldn't have to be, you know, that worried or have to pay such a high price if something pops out of your mouth or pops out of your bra or whatever.
Or somebody else. Like it's the same thing with the Craigslist thing. The Craigslist, they can't scan every message that gets submitted to them for free posting and publication on Craigslist. And so what? Well, what are some of the things it says? Is an apartment for rent only one requirement? A clean, godly Christian male. Now, you're not allowed to say that. And that's what they're getting sued for, because someone wrote that, among other things.
Wouldn't even be able to get in that apartment, though, so it is discrimination.
Now, you be nice here. I mean, I wish I could find the same website that I saw this morning. I should have earmarked it to myself. Anyhow, what does Harold and Aptos have to say about things? By the way, Harold, are you there?
Harold went back to sleep.
Oh. I don't hear. Harold, are you there? It's like we don't have the telephones working now all of a sudden. Do we have, did the phones work last time? We're going to have to do a program without.
We are alone on a park bench.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, Harold.
Hi, yeah. Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air, and you just flipped us out because you flipped me out because I thought that there was something wrong with our equipment.
It was dead. I didn't hear anything from the show or Dr. Wallach or anything. The line was just Nothing.
What does Dr. Wallach have to do with anything?
Well, sometimes when you call up during the week, you have to listen to Dr. Wallach's message, so.
What? That's crazy. What
he's just trying to make some extra
money.
Say,
when you call and go on the air?
You have the best technical difficulties in the universe.
Yeah. Now, listen, Harold. Okay. Harold. Dear Harold, okay?
Harold of Aptos.
Yeah. Harold, you got to stop calling the comment line and using it. Seriously, remember, we had a deal. Listen to me. You got to have a Saturday special. Okay, and people could listen to you for 2 hours. And I've always been a gentleman to you. I've always extended courtesies to you that where other media does not, and you curse the other media for censoring you. But it's not a very nice thing that you do to call the comment line and monopolize it, because it costs me money to have to download these things and just listen to you go on and on and on. So I want to ask you. I just want to remind you once more. On the air, so people can hear also. It's not that we don't want to hear what you have to say, but that's not what the comment line is for, okay? The comment line is just to call in and make comments about the radio station.
Hello?
Yeah, now you're on.
Cyril is using the Liberty Rule to stop people from saying anything that might make...
Cyril is a talk show host on KSCO, and talk show hosts on KSCO have the right to decide what their program is going to consist of. Okay? If Cyril doesn't want to have you on, or if he doesn't want to have somebody else on, and he does want to have somebody else on, for as long as he's a talk show host on this station, that's his prerogative. Okay? It's as simple as that. So now what do you want to say? I think you want to weigh in on the topic of du jour. Am I right?
Okay. The Golden Pantyhose of the Week award goes to Tom Honey, the editor of the Sentinel, because when you were gone, he wouldn't print the cartoon about Muhammad. And I saw the cartoon, and he's a coward. Now, how are we ever going
to... Would I be a coward to not print the cartoon on the KSCO.com website?
The Serial Factor would, yeah.
I think I'm a coward then.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get killed.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Why don't you put a copy of the cartoon on your car and blow it, go down to Kinko's and blow it up and tape it to your car. You're a man of principle.
Okay, now what I told you in the comment line is you don't want another Hitler rising, do you?
No, so I don't do that.
You cannot show cowardness to these people that say to the West, you can't have your Bill of Rights.
Okay, look, if you want to tell, and I'm not sticking up for Honig, I don't know what I would do if I were Honig, if I was the editor of the Santa Cruz Sentinel.
Have you seen the cartoon?
No, I haven't, actually.
Okay, I'm going to let you finish your comment, then I have something to say about this.
Is it just one cartoon? It's a number of them, I think, right?
There was a few. The main one that the people seemed to be upset about was the one where the turban was a bomb on Muhammad's head.
Okay. You're in a westernized country, Muslims, and we believe in the Bill of Rights. Coney prints on his paper, free speech, free press, and then he cowers on this. But briefly, I want to tell you that the Muslims rose in 650 A.D., and Muhammad was a warrior. He got engaged in many battles between Mecca and Medina. He spread across Europe all the way to Spain, North Africa. He beat the last of the German Gothic kings who overthrew Rome, conquered most of Europe. He went into the Balkans. He slaughtered hundreds of thousands of people there. He tried to take Constantinople, and he was repulsed by the Greeks. Later on, with Greeks and with Turks and Muslims and guns and bombs and cannons, he blew the hell out of Constantinople, and it's Istanbul, that great port city that the Greeks and the Romans built up there, a little north of Turkey. So don't tell me the Muslims don't use bombs. Of course, they're using them now. So they're using them now against our soldiers in Iraq.
What's the matter with you? If no one's telling you that they don't use bombs, so what?
You don't.
Now, you're all upset. You're all upset because the Sentinel doesn't print, doesn't have the guts to print a copy of the cartoon.
I sure am.
Okay. And now, are you upset that I don't put it on the website? And why not?
I would say you are a coward. You don't really believe in the Bill of Rights if you don't.
I do believe in the Bill of Rights.
And another Hitler is going to come out of the Middle East, out of Muslim country. They're only going to get stronger. Okay. Also, you say, I see the ads about you don't want to rent. One ad I wouldn't like is, I would not want to rent to illegal aliens. That's the only thing I wouldn't put on an ad.
And you're not allowed to say that. Allowed to say that.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
And if you, yeah, if and the paper, and if someone at the paper slipped, you know, at the newspaper where you, or the Craigslist or whomever, well, not someone, because Craigslist is automatic here, but if someone at the newspaper who took your ad over the telephone slipped and let that get by, boy, the newspaper would be in big trouble.
Yeah, that's why our laws are joked this day. If that's the law,
okay. Now we're totally on the same wavelength, and we actually are on the same wavelength. I think that that the person should have the guts to stand up for what he or she believes in. But you got to be pragmatic too. You know, I'd rather be alive tomorrow than run the chance of having harm come to me or my family. What do you think of that?
Okay. I think you're half joking, because Israel is going to fall with that attitude. So you've got to stand up to the forces of Muhammad.
Well, Harold, don't you think that part of the reason maybe that Honig isn't rerunning the cartoon is that maybe it seems like piling on or overkill, that most people have access and have seen these cartoons already. Maybe the Santa Cruz Sentinel readership has it.
Good point.
They may not have heard about it.
Maybe it's not about it.
Okay, I look at the good times, the Metro. There's several Spanish and English newspapers in Watsonville, including the Pajaronian, and Mr. Honig and his mother have the other. No, MC and her mother have the other source of controlling media here, and I haven't seen it printed anywhere else.
Did they show them on the... I don't even have a television because I'm addicted.
And I don't
so
have a computer, so a lot of people...
No, but did they show it on TV news?
I saw it at one source, but it seemed to be, I think, the San Jose Mercury.
Okay.
On it.
Is that a TV channel?
Have you seen it on the TV news?
No, it's a newspaper.
Okay, how about Fox News? You hope that they would have the guts to stand up.
And did they not?
I hope they would print it.
Oh. What's happening with this? I heard that there was a move, I don't know if it was by the Danish paper or some other papers, to run a bunch of other, you know, like free-for-all cartoons, you know, about Moses and, you know,
you know what I did?
Buddha.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I just, like, to me, I'd say let everybody vent with a pen or a pencil, and to me that's fine.
Okay.
But not with a mouth and a voice?
No. I think, in a certain way, I think there's a positive aspect to the demonstrations, although not the violent aspect of it. And I don't know, you know, what that could turn into. You know, people are, you know, afraid of people running around with matches. But I think what a lot of the Muslims are upset about is that the United States is running around with bombers. You know, and we invaded Iraq, you know, without substantiated evidence of a good reason to do so. We couldn't get the UN to go along. We've killed 100 to 200,000 people. I mean, that's a lot more significant than the kind of damage they did to, an embassy. And I'm not justifying. I don't think it's good. But I think that's why they're upset.
You're talking to Marty Kurtzfeld,
okay,
the creative man who writes.
Okay, Marty, I'm a historian. And to me, this looks like a new worldwide rising of Islam.
Yeah, but why are they? Why is it rising?
And because there's several, more than a dozen little firebomb wars going on all over the world, and only one of them doesn't involve Muslims, and you're not united yet. But when you were united, you overran Europe even. So
yeah, but who's uniting them? The U.S. foreign policy is doing more to unite Muslims in fear. You know, it's like Bush labeled, you know, the axis of evil. Ooh, you know, Iraq, Iran, and Syria, and our North Korea. And, you know, now they're going, oh, geez, you know, it's like a shopping list.
Okay,
you know,
no. Let me
they're
tell
scared.
You how I looked at this. I'm not a Republican
reason.
Or a Democrat. I'm third party. So I looked at this. I'm looking at both you major parties that are at each other's throat. You've got to remember we went in there because of Saddam. This mad butcher killed hundreds of thousands of his people.
Yeah, with stuff we
men,
gave him.
Women, children, gas, all sorts of sadistic things.
Yeah, with
but
our
don't
chemicals.
Don't tell me we couldn't go in there and take out Saddam because you've lost me. I would say we can't stay in there much longer because the Muslim forces in a civil war will eventually push us out and it'll make us look bad. So I will give you that.
Yeah, why, yeah, we build up a, you know, a tyrant one day when it serves our purpose. When Iran and Iraq were at war with each other, we Donald Rumsfeld, I'm sure you've seen the picture of him going over there and shaking hands with Saddam Hussein as he, you know, delivered the chemicals that he made, you know, chemical weapons with. We covered up for him after he used those chemical weapons, and now we go, it's like, you know, a bank robber turning on another bank robber and saying, "Oh my God, you're a bank robber," and arresting him. You know, it's like we did the same thing with Noriega. You know, it's like we build the guy up, and then when he wouldn't invade Nicaragua for us, we go, you know, he's a drug dealer.
It's like, this is true, but sometimes you have to side with your enemy against another enemy. And the classic
the enemy of my enemy.
History,
the enemy of my enemy is my friend, as Roy Masters would say.
Yeah. The Romans had
or
to,
my landlord.
The Romans had to ally themselves with the Germanic Goths because they feared Attila the Hun more. So this has gone on. What is that thing? My enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Didn't
so
you hear me? I just said that.
See, he's stealing from you, Michael.
No, it's like, he's not stealing from me. He just wasn't listening.
Harold, I have a good idea for you. I think you should change the spelling of your name because it's. I think you have a lot of good information, even if it doesn't always go to the right conclusion. But H-E-R-A-L-D would be a good...
Harold means king, so thank you. Yeah. I'm going to say when censorship goes too far, have you seen Quentin Tarantino's new movie, Hostel?
No.
I'm afraid... It's like a horror movie, though, isn't it?
Okay,
like,
now he did yell fire in a crowded theater. What he did is the plot of the movie is, and you know Tarantino, his movies are ready. This one's awful. Rich people go to this foreign country and they want to torture people. Hey. So they kidnap people and put them in rooms. And one of the tortures was they were drilling holes in people's faces. Now I'm saying, Tarantino, you pushed the envelope. You should be censored on that. So
okay,
I do
Harold.
Have my standards. So go see that rule if you can.
Harold, do you have a computer?
I can get. Access at the library.
Yeah, use email rather than the voicemail from now on, okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, cool. Talk to you.
Finally, I've been trying to put out the message about illegal immigration because I come from Watsonville. Now, MC knows that. Now, what can you do when you want to get your message out if MC Honig and John Chown of the Pyronian won't print your letters?
You're getting your message out now. I don't want to spend my whole life listening to your diatribes on my voicemail.
And you can run ads on KOMY.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, remember, MC, I was on the Saturday special for your autistic show, too. So I tried, during the week, I call in about different things, but I hear you. But you can put your message in mailboxes, and they'll tell you, no, you can't do that. It's illegal. You can try to put it on car windows and say, no, you can't do that. And then what I do is I put them on front doors after Chris Carr was murdered here in Aptos, and they'll say, no, you can't do that. The forces of fascism are everywhere.
What are you trying to tell me, Marty, here?
What about doing Harold makes me think, what about having almost like a classified political classified ads on the air that people could run on KOMY or KSCO. You figure out a price that works. They make
the price that
statement.
Works is zero. Why buy the cow when the milk is free? I mean, that's what the talk. That's
well, but they
the
don't feel like they can. They don't feel like they can make their. You know what I mean? It's like
Harold,
like he's censored or something.
I see what you're saying, Harold.
Yeah.
What would you be willing to pay anything? You know, to run an ad for your political views.
Yeah, since this bothers you so much to call the comment line and you won't give up that liberty rule, I would pay $20 or $30 about illegal immigration for 5 minutes. Is that a good price?
No. The radio station can't survive, you know, charging.
It's more powerful to hone it down probably, though, to like a minute anyway and on a certain level.
Someday I'm going to get...
Then it's
to get rid of that liberty rule and reread his Bill of Rights. So far he's stubbornly... held on to that, and one of your posts during the week
hides
behind that, so I can't get my message out.
Okay, so you want
the
me
the last
to...
thing I want to say is the major power, and I couldn't get this on my Saturday special, behind illegal immigration was Pope John Paul. He told American Catholics you must support open borders with Catholic Mexico, and I try to tell people this is a major power, because when we first looked at this illegal immigration of California, we saw... What, the California Teachers Association was behind it, prison guards union, agribusiness. But farther and farther we looked into it, and that's the major power why that border's never going to be closed until we... Well, what's this latest terrorist attack almost happened in Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles? They were going to blow up that tower.
If you believe it.
No, no, that wasn't the latest. That was shortly after 9/11.
And Bush kept it hidden because he didn't want to scare the public. I don't want that kind of information hidden. Because it is possible if you go up to a 49er or a Raider game, one Muslim comes in and kablooey. Don't tell me I'm a baby.
Yeah,
the public says,
who blew up the Oklahoma City building?
Yeah.
It wasn't a Muslim.
It was, but you know what? Now, I'm going to be unpopular for this, but Timothy McVeigh, I looked at that as justice because of what happened at, what is that place in Waco where they killed all those Branch Davidians, Janet Reno?
Yeah, so it's not just Muslims that have the overreactions to things, right?
So that was that's true. That was one incident.
Guys, we got to go.
Okay, I see that, and thank you very much.
Another big one in our
calls. Thanks, Harold and Aptos. 51 minutes past 10 a.m., 9 minutes to 11. Hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. MZ with special guest Marty Kurtzfeld, a screenwriter and a guy who's got a pretty neat brain. I'm not sure I agree with him politically here. In fact, I pretty much don't. But he's a reasonable guy. And he's got a sense of humor, so I'm more likely to he's more likely to get me to listen to him.
I was
than
sent by
these
God,
people
Michael,
who just, on Air America, who just bitch and 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 bitch.
There goes your license.
And bitch. And bitch.
So, was he saying itch or bin?
Yeah, I mean, bitch is an okay thing to say. All they do is carp and complain, you know. And you back things up. I mean, you have your belief, your set of beliefs and your way of looking at things, but you're a reasonable person and you don't say things with meanness in your spirit. And so, I salute that. And you and I can agree to disagree. And if we have a nice conversation, a nice unemotional conversation. Where we both sort of kid around a little bit, the other person might get through to the other person, you know. And I think that's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
The most polarized we've ever been in the years that I've been alive in this country, and I think that's a shame. And I think it's going to continue that way if people who think differently from each other can't agree to have a reasonable discussion with each other. Can't we all get along, as Rodney King said? Why can't we all get along? Why do we have to have a separate radio station for liberals and a separate radio station for conservatives? Why can't we have it all integrated into one, which is what we used to have with KSCO the first 4 or 5 years that we had the station? Anyhow, next caller, Dave Allen. Hey, Dave, what you doing?
Let me turn the radio down.
Okay. So,
well, that's what I've been doing for many, many years now, try to bring both sides to the middle.
Yeah.
But politics is dead.
It's not dead, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
It's not dead.
It's definitely, let's see, 43 years.
Oh, stop it.
When he moved,
But I do think that...
Policies died when he splattered Kennedy's brains across Dealey Plaza. There was a coup d'etat. Since then, we've been multinational corporate America. One sucker been elected president. What I always say is, who selects who we elect? There you go. Follow the buddy trail.
I agree, David. I think... There was something very significant about the Kennedy assassination, in as much as we don't feel confident that our government in good faith got to the bottom of it. And so, and
yeah,
yet,
most people agree with that. Most people do.
But now we're like, we cynically write off the fact and throw up our hands. It's like, even the way your mom threw up her hands about corruption in Washington, it's like, oh, what can we do? Because we don't feel like an engaged populace who's running our democracy.
She said, and this upset a lot of people who normally love Kay's commentary. She didn't say
no. She was saying in a perfect world we could fix it, but
she doesn't see it any changing.
Yeah,
and we got a number of people who were very upset with Kay on that commentary. That's not the Kay I know with positive, you know, and this is what we should do.
Right.
He offers a solution. That's normally what's different about Kay than everybody else who gets up there and bitches about something. She comes up with solutions normally.
Right.
So
it's significant. I mean, anyway, it falls into the same pattern of what Dave was talking about. And it's the same thing, as far as I'm concerned, with 9/11. It's like the investigation they did of 9/11, you know, the government, you know, the Bush administration basically says, we can't tell you anything about it. It's for your own good, but we really can't go into it. And when Bush and Cheney even went and testified, quote unquote, you know, they refused to be under oath,
right,
or have it even written down. It's like, that's not...
Dave, if you have anything else, we'll hold you over. We also have Ed and Aptos and Jim and Felton.
He can hold
waiting.
Me over. I gotta go visit President Bush for a few seconds anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, there goes. Thank you for calling, Dave. Now, before we go to Ed and Jim, we do have to play a couple of commercials here, and maybe even some more. So.
Are you ready for the new SAT? Get ready now. As Don Quixote told Sancho Panza, prove your SAT scores, we can help. We're offering a power pack seminar that will inspire you with confidence and train you to score high on the SAT. Our next seminar will be held at Scotts Valley High School starting February 13th. Call now. Call Richard Schmidt with University Test Prep at 335-7600. Call now, 335-7600.
Hi, this is Bill Graff, KSCO's production director. Look, I could give you a lot of hoo-ha about how great our computer system is here. Bottom line is this. We have enough computers in this building that if our computers didn't work right, we'd be in a world of hurt. And our computers generally work pretty well. And when they don't, we can give a call to Dennis and the guys at Day and Night Computer, and they come over and fix them right away. We don't have to wait any time of the day or night. You know, that's nice for a business like ours that's so heavily dependent on computers and technology. Look, you can do whatever you want. My advice to you, though, is to call Dennis if you have a computer question or a computer problem, or if you just want him to build you a computer. And best of all, he'll save you time and money, and I suppose that's what it's really all about. The more money you save and the less downtime you have, the more profitable your company will be. If you don't have a company, hey, time is money at home too. Remember that. Talk to Day and Night Computers. Call 465-7340. That's 465-7340. Do yourself a favor.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines here. Welcome back to the final 3 minutes of the KSCO Saturday Special, hour number one with Marty Kurtzfeld and MZ. Here's Ed in Aptos. Hi, Ed, you're on the air.
Yeah, you realize you're not getting feedback to your phone. So. Anyhow.
Not getting feedback to the
phone?
Yeah,
when you call and put on hold, you're not picking up the feed from the station.
Oh.
You just have a blank line.
Thank you for letting me know that.
Anyhow, maybe that was what Dave said.
That's why he had to turn the radio up.
Radio
okay.
Down.
Where's the engineer for this place? I mean, you know, are they asleep at the switch? I mean, do I have to start firing everybody? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Hey, now, don't get on the engineer. It's not to cast.
I mean, that's the most important thing for a talk radio station, for people to be able to listen to the radio show that they're on hold to be on.
No problem.
Well, thank you for announcing it.
That wasn't really why I called. I wondered if I could get Marty's phone number off the air and so I can have a beer with him.
You want to give it to him on the air? No.
No.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I pretty much haven't found anything I've disagreed with him. We haven't talked too much.
Welcome to KOMY.
Exactly. The only thing I was thinking of is the, you know, we've got a new golden rule, and it's he who has the gold makes the rules, and that's pretty much what's
There's
going on.
Nothing new about that.
Pardon me?
There's nothing new about that.
Well.
That's always been a rule.
Well, it's. You know, another way of stating the golden rule, but that's. And I think if you went into a chamber of commerce and took a head count of the party affiliation, that you'd find them or their political leaning, you'd find them far more to the conservative side than to the liberal side.
Right.
You would find people of all spectrums in there, but it would be skewed towards the conservative side, and I think that's why you will have less support for a liberal station than you will for a conservative station. Although, it seems to me, if you look at the numbers...
Ed, we're going to have to hold you over if you want, okay?
Okay,
it's
I'll
KSCO
hold over.
Santa Cruz. Here is Fox News, 11 a.m.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Carton. Out of crisis for now, Ariel Sharon surviving another surgery. The Israeli Prime Minister rushed into the operating room to remove a damaged portion of his large intestine earlier today.
His most pressing problem is the fact that he has not woken up from a coma in the past 39 days. He's been in the hospital for 39 days now, and the doctors say that is the real threat to Ariel Sharon's life.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin, Sharon on the operating table for nearly 4 hours. Accepting some of the blame, former FEMA chief Mike Brown insisting he told the White House of serious flooding the first day Hurricane Katrina struck.
Michael Brown saying top officials had the same facts he did on levee breaks in New Orleans, and the severity was known right after it happened.
So for them to now claim that we didn't have awareness of it, I think is just baloney.
Brown telling senators Friday he would have had boots on the ground in the hurricane zone sooner, his own boots, but the Homeland Security chief made him stay in one place.
My hands were tied by him.
Brown saying FEMA should not be part of Homeland Security, but Republican Senator Norm Coleman accusing Brown of just passing the buck.
The record reflects that you didn't get it.
Brown's response? What? Subpoenaed Brown to its hearing on Monday. In Washington, Chris Barnes, Fox News Radio.
The ex-FEMA chief grilled by a Senate panel Friday and finishing up more closed-door testimony today. Fighting the war on terror and protecting civil liberties, House Speaker Dennis Hastert now signing off compromise legislation to reauthorize the Patriot Act, meaning it's likely to become law. The bipartisan agreement also has the approval of the White House, Congress passing two temporary extensions. The latest expires March 10th. Fawcett does it. Another record-making adventure.
Well, it was a lot went on in this flight. I think it was a difficult flight, and really lucky to make it.
Steve Fawcett just completed the longest non-stop flight in aviation history. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Once upon a time, in a small cottage, lived a boy named Chuck. One day, Chuck heard a knock from inside the wall.
Who is it?
He cried, for Chuck cried rather easily.
It is I, the energy hog, over here,
said a voice. Now, an energy hog is what you have when people waste energy. Chuck ran to tell his family.
There's a hog in our house,
exclaimed Chuck.
That's no way to talk about your Aunt Melba,
said his mother, and sent him to his room.
That does it,
said Chuck. He raced to his computer and logged on to energyhog.org.
I'll just have to get rid of it myself.
At energyhog.org, Chuck played cool games and learned to use energy wisely. He learned that by switching to better light bulbs, he had the power to rid the cottage of the evil energy hog forever.
I'm leaving, but I shall return,
vowed the hog.
Don't count on it, bacon breath,
vowed Chuck. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org, or a switch in time, save swine.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
As protests continue over the publication of cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad, Turkey's prime minister is appealing for common sense. He sent a letter asking world leaders to do what they can to prevent the controversy from splitting the Islamic and Christian worlds. An Englishman will soon be on his way back to the United States to face murder charges.
Hill & Whistle made a brief court appearance and confirmed he has no objection to being extradited back to the States. His attorney, Judith Seddon, says Entwistle wants to cooperate with U.S. authorities.
And he's anxious that a delay may cause his late wife's family and his own additional distress, something he wishes to avoid. He believes that he will receive a fair and proper hearing in the USA of these very serious allegations.
Now, just legal formalities, paperwork, and the signature of a British government minister mean Entwistle could be back in Massachusetts in a matter of days. In London, David McDougall, Fox News Radio.
The president touting the new Medicare drug benefit.
Since the program went into effect 6 weeks ago, more than 24 million people with Medicare now have prescription drug coverage, and hundreds of thousands more are enrolling each week.
In his weekly radio address, President Bush also conceding some patients have experienced problems, that the government is taking steps to address them. And the Eastern Seaboard getting ready for lots of the winter white stuff.
It is going to be a whopper of a storm, especially for the mid-Atlantic up towards the northeast. You can already see some of that snow moving through some parts of the central Appalachians.
Foxcaster Buzz Lopez, bundle up and be careful. Now on to an Olympic update. Turn down the volume now if you don't want any of the following results. On day one of competition, a big disappointment for an American skier. The world champion in women's moguls, Hannah Carney, didn't make it to the finals after finishing 22nd in qualifying. The 19-year-old from New Hampshire just says she messed up. But capturing a gold medal, Chad Hedrick, winning the men's 5,000 speed skating race, his time was just 0.02 off a second off the Olympic record. I'm Lisa Carton, Fox News Radio.
You are listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. I am Michael Williams. It is Saturday, February 11th, 2006, and I've got your Central Coast weather forecast. Looks like sun along with patchy clouds this morning. However, outside the station windows, I see sunshine, so looks good to me. Highs around 69 degrees Fahrenheit, winds north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight, partly cloudy skies around 46 degrees Fahrenheit, winds light and variable. On the bay today, we got a northwest wind of 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 2 feet, a west swell 2 to 5 feet at 15-second intervals, along with areas of dense fog in the morning, which seem to have burned off. And tonight, a northwest wind of 5 to 15 knots, becoming east 5 knots after midnight, wind waves 1 to 2 feet, west swell 4 to 8 feet at 14 seconds with patchy fog. It is currently 62 degrees here, and we take you to the glorious finale, second hour of the Saturday special with your host, Michael Zwirling.
I want to start a new trend, if possible, okay? Yeah, I want to start a new trend. What the trend I want to start is, I want people to start talking about the Western Seaboard. They only talk about the Eastern Sea. Have you ever heard anybody talk about the Western Seaboard?
What people? What
are we, chopped liver?
What people do you want to...
On the news. They were talking about the storm on the Western Seaboard, you know, or the Eastern Seaboard, you know. Yeah. And why don't they talk about storms on the Western Seaboard?
Because we don't have them.
What is a seaboard? I mean, why don't we have a seaboard?
We have a seaboard. We just don't have storms that often.
Well, then why don't people talk about the Western Seaboard not having storms often? I think we have storms as often as they do. But the point I'm making, Michael, is that I'm upset that we are being discriminated against. Why should the East have a seaboard that's regularly spoken about in the news and whatever and in conversation and not the West? Why doesn't the West have a seaboard?
That's a good question.
Yeah, okay, so I want to start a new trend and have people start talking about the Western Seaboard. What is it, Marty?
No, I think that maybe I know why. I think that the Seaboard is like the... I think, wasn't the boardwalk concept started in the East, where they started out with, you know, planks of wood on the sand?
Yeah,
and then
we have a boardwalk here. We have one of the... We have a better boardwalk at Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk than they do at Coney Island.
You're right. So I'm convinced. See, you've convinced the liberal about your cause. Now, will you sign off with me and say that George Bush and Dick Cheney should be impeached? It's an even trade there. I give you boardwalk, and you give me back my country.
No, come on, Michael. No.
Michael, please.
Anyhow, they should not be impeached. And by the way, to be impeached is just to charge with wrongdoing.
Well, I want to follow it up with conviction.
All right. Okay.
A lot of conviction.
We haven't officially started hour number two, and this is not acceptable. The way we officially start hour number two is have the hour number, you know, that music with that sexy baby
coming on,
you know, she must be 95 years old now if she's still alive, but anyhow, here it is.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but... I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Okay, this is what we call the donut, so we don't want to speak over the lyrics, but... We did get a cartoon faxed to us from Syria last hour that I want to talk about a little bit here.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Hey, Marty, you saw this, right? You saw Serial's cartoon, or do you need to look at it closer? Okay, well, look at it closer here while I welcome the audience to hour number two of the Saturday special, 11:09 a.m. on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO MZ, and Marty Kurtzfeld here. There's this, you know who Serial is? Serial Faxer?
Yeah.
Yeah, he writes cartoons and stuff and over the years, and I wish we would have saved them all because we could do a website just for those cartoons. Anyhow, he's done a, what do you think of this particular one that you're holding in your hand?
It made me laugh, except would it qualify as even in worse taste than the others. I mean, I think this might start the war we're trying to avoid.
God, I mean, it's really good. It's a very funny cartoon.
It's a little bit like the notion that the South Park movie in hell with Satan and.
Yeah, okay.
Hitler.
So I shouldn't even talk about it on the radio. You can obviously not publish it on KSCO.com, obviously, right?
If you won't publish the other one, I don't know if I'd start with this one, but I don't, hey, I don't know.
Yeah, anyhow, Serial, you're brilliant. I mean, you're absolutely brilliant, and this is great. But
it's got expression.
I sort
that's
of
good.
Feel like it I shouldn't is, be holding
well done.
This thing. Like it could...
You're tainted.
Yeah. All right. We were talking with Ed before. By the way, if you're trying to call us here at the Saturday special, use 477-1340 because the 479-1080 lines are jammed. But we do have plenty of other lines at 477-1340. Why don't people use that? I know why. Because it's a liberal station and not many liberal people listen to the conservative KSCO, you know, program. Does that make sense?
Why they don't use the other line?
Yeah. Well, because there aren't that many people. The 1340 is the liberal station, and not that many people listen to the liberal station. Not that many people listen to the conservative station who are of the liberal bent. So
they think if they dial that number, it's the first step down the road to becoming a liberal.
Or becoming a conservative. Or becoming a liberal.
If they dial 1340.
Maybe that's it. Okay.
You'll start, letters will get in.
Someone's actually calling it right now. Yeah, so something might have changed here. But it would warm the cockles. Is that the right word?
You touch that cartoon and now you...
It will warm the cockles of my heart to get the 477-1340 lines jammed up too. By the way, Michael tells me that people have been calling saying that they want to get on the air, but when they hear that they have so many people ahead of them that they give up because they're on cell phones and they don't want to, you know, rack up charges. Although just about every cell plan that I know of has free weekend calling, so I don't know why people would be concerned about that. Maybe they just don't want to, maybe they're going to run the risk of dropping off or something. Anyhow, so we have a couple of open lines at 477-1340, so give us a call. I promise we'd go back to Ed, so let's do it. Ed, you're back. What were you going to say, Ed, before
well,
we cut
do,
you off?
Do a little more troubleshooting for you. As you hung up or went to the news, I caught a little bit of the feedback on the telephone.
Yeah.
And then about halfway through the newscast, it came back up, so it's... Your system's back up and working.
Okay. Well, bless our system administrator, who I think was listening to us from...
Going back to my point is that you start off with the program by saying, well, people don't advertise on KMY, and maybe that 477-1340 thing is a thing. You don't do any cross-pollination on your radio stations. And when you
As a matter of fact, we have started doing that. I said, why not run some of those great ads that Marty produced on the big station on KSCO? And as soon as we started doing that, the KSCO started getting complaints from people who don't want to listen to that.
Well, they...
And now I think we might have lost some listeners to KSCO. What was that one that really offended them, you know, Marty?
The global plantation system.
Yeah, well, we pick cotton. That doesn't belong on KSCO. Listen.
I know it belongs on ABC.
People love KSCO. Hi, come in, UPS man. You have something to deliver? Oh, okay. There's a UPS man out in the lobby.
Okay.
The week-old pizza.
Be on the air. Here.
Anyhow, I can get Marty's number off the air and have a beer with him, correct?
Now, you'll just have to listen to the sound of my voice, and then you'll run into me somewhere and go, are you the guy who's...
No.
That's what you say. Call
I can't start down that beer road.
If I can't.
I'll end up like the president.
Call at the end of the show. Come in,
not
UPS man.
Not the UPS man.
The UPS man is here, and I just want to say that we get the best UPS service, and you must love working for UPS. What's your name?
For UPS. Love it.
Yeah, your name is?
Dave,
the UPS man, and he delivered something, an express... Oh, my God, it's for me.
Yes, it is.
Wow. I wonder what it is. It says Saturday delivery. Okay, thank you, Dave.
Okay, you guys have a good
one. It's my new credit cards. This is good.
Don't put those too much use.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what they did?
Have a good one.
I came back to find that someone had lifted my credit card. Not stolen the credit card because they were in my wallet, you know. But somehow they got hold of the numbers, or they, you know, have some computer program that makes it so that they discovered my number and
See, and, I don't even have a
credit
card.
Bunch of, there's a whole bunch of unauthorized charges, so now I haven't. I better not leave this here.
That, right? Yeah. What are you asking?
If you call the station on the business line right after the show, Marty will talk to you, and he may or may not give you his phone number.
Cool. I'll probably still say no.
Okay.
But thank you.
Whatever.
Thanks for calling. Man. There goes Ed. Ed is retired, and he's a retired airline pilot.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, good guy. And you will like Ed because you can talk about liberal things together. Here's Jim in Felton. Jim, you're on the air on KSCO at 11:15.
Good morning. I got to tell you that I love your radio station. It's fantastic.
Well, tell some of. Why don't you come and sell advertising for us then?
Can I come and work for free?
Yeah.
I would actually.
No, we'll pay you for
or
we'll
less.
Pay, but we'll pay you to sell advertising, but it'll be based on commission.
Well,
we've been there, done that. There were hundreds of people who came through here the first 4 or 5 years who expected, you know, their hands were out expecting to get paid. And I said, well, what do you want to get paid for? Well, everybody else gets paid around here. Well, why do you want to get paid when you're a salesperson? How much selling did you do? Well, none.
Yeah.
But they still expect to be paid.
No, selling, you got to get. Selling is a whole different ballgame. You need to get commission.
Yeah.
You need to have a commission.
We pay a very generous commission here. Yeah, I mean, it's so ridiculous.
You only need to sell one ad maybe a year and you could make a salary. That'd be hard, though.
Yeah.
You're talking
about the liberal one. Anyway, I want to talk about something else, if I might.
Sure, Jim.
Yeah. I think I tend to be conservative. I voted for George Bush twice, and I disagree with his immigration policy. But I think we liberals, conservatives and liberals, have a lot more in common than we think we do. And
is this the Jim that I saw the other day at the Capitola Mall thing?
No, okay. You never saw it. Right. But the thing is. We are facing a movement in the world that's really it's a very different worldview, and to get a glimpse into that, I recommend people read this book. It's just been translated from Arabic. It's called A Child from the Village. It's written by Saeed Kitab. You know him?
No, I haven't heard that name.
Saeed Kitab was executed in Egypt in 1966. He spent in 1950. He came to the United States and lived with a family in Greeley, Colorado. And then he left and wrote a book about it and about how he was thoroughly disgusted with American culture. And I'll just leave it at that. People should read this book. It was just translated in 2004 by John Calvert and William Shepherd in the Middle East Literature and Translation.
Name an author again before you leave.
Don't jump me too quick.
Oh.
A Child from the Village. And the author is Saeed, that's S-A-Y-Y-I-D, and the last name is Kitab, Q-U-T-B. And the translators are John Calvert and William Shepherd, Syracuse University. And this guy is not known in the Western world, but he's considered a seminal thinker in the Islamic movement. He was one of the original... was it the Islamic Brotherhood people?
Yeah.
And as a result of his speaking out against the Israel, I'm so nervous, I'm all over the place. Sorry. As a result of talking about Nasser's government and criticizing his government, he was hanged or executed. But he is considered to be one of the major influences of the modern Islamic fundamentalist revolution. And people just need to read this guy's words, and then you'll understand. I mean, the fact that, and I don't disagree with you, but the fact that you would not put those cartoons on your network because you're afraid of your life, and I don't blame you. You have reason to be afraid.
Yeah.
Look what happened to that guy in Holland.
Yeah, that's right.
But what's the point you're making about the liberals and the... conservatives should be together on what point? It's like Jaws or it's now Shaws, be very afraid to go back into the world?
No. What we share in common is, to a different extent, is the belief in a free press and freedom of speech. I might vehemently...
I don't think that this administration believes in that. I would argue that.
And you know what? That may be true. I think human beings will, there will always be some subset of human beings that will try to suppress others for their own gain. And that was the whole idea of our Constitution in the first place, right? It's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and governments exist only to protect those rights. So
yeah.
Because we know that humans are not above continually trying to get up over other people, whether it's economic or power or religious. And that's a constant battle, because we're fighting our very nature in some ways. But
right.
We believe in free speech. And I hear the stuff that you say. Politically, I'm way on the other side from you. But
way on the other side from whom?
Your guest.
Oh.
But I totally...
Only because you're lying down in the poppy field. You've been lulled to sleep. It's okay.
No, that's okay, yeah. Okay. But see, the thing is you and I can agree about this, and I'm not going to kill you, and I don't think you're going to kill me.
No,
but
that's true.
But there is a movement in the world that has a very, very different view of reality. They don't think that individuals are endowed with inalienable rights.
No, because these people are demonstrating and out of control. What about, you remember the 60s, or did you read about the 60s? You know, the anti-war demonstrations.
How old is Jib?
I'm 52.
Oh, okay. Of course he remembers.
Okay, so, you know, they wanted you to believe that about the crazy hippies. They're insane. They're, like, rioting in Chicago, even if the police were starting the riots, you know, in the crowd. You know, I think there's something, you know, we want them to believe in democracy. Well, hey, that's, you know, the whole protesting thing, that's a part of it. That's your voice in between elections.
It's not just democracy. And by the way, I don't disagree with you that our policy has been wrong and has complicated things and has sometimes been, outright brutal. I mean, that's true. But that does not necessarily mean that the other statement that they have a very different worldview than we do. By the way, I didn't finish trying to say their source of rights comes from God, their God. So when you argue to them that, hey, I have a right to say this because I have a right to free speech because we were born with certain inalienable rights and governments exist to protect those rights, they're just not hearing that message. They don't agree with that.
But the irony is, though, if you look at Muslims, I mean, to me, it's almost funny. Muslims, Jews, and Christians, we all supposedly believe in the Old Testament. It's like this sibling rivalry. You know, we all believing in this same, you know, God. And, and yet we still manage to be, you know, learn nothing from the good philosophies and the good values that those religions are trying to impart to us. And we manage to, you know, stumble into, like, crusades and, you know, insane projects like that.
Yes, I agree with you. I think that's true. And but you have to understand, but actually, in our, we don't have to be Christians or Jews or Muslims in our society. We can be anything. I can vote for anybody. I was raised a Christian, born a Catholic, raised a Catholic.
But
it doesn't matter to me. I can vote for a Jewish person, a Muslim. It doesn't matter to me. It's not an issue. I respect the right of all people to worship as they please. But I'm saying there is a subset of the Muslim world, not the whole Muslim world. I have Muslim friends.
Yeah, and there's a big subset in this country. I mean, look at the base of George Bush's power is right-wing fundamentalist Christians who are like crazed to, you know, change the values, you know, with all these, you know, gays living together and all these other things that just make life miserable.
You're right. I agree with you. I agree with you.
See?
But that's the point of our Constitution, is we recognize that it doesn't matter what the group it's going to come out of, there's the tendency in human nature to try to dominate some people. There will be some people, either for economic reasons, religious reasons, power, sex, who knows what.
You know,
Marty, are willing to take someone else's rights.
Marty needs to be an Air America host, and then Air America might succeed. Forget about writing commercials for them. You should be a host on Air America, Marty. Anyhow, Jim, thanks for your call. It's Saturday special, okay? It's 11:24, and our next caller is going to be my good friend, Soquel Bob, and his orchestra.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on, Bob. I'm going to start a new trend. I'm going to ask everybody how old they are. How old are you, Marty?
What year is it?
It's 2006 now.
I'm 50.
Okay. Bob, how old are you?
82.
Okay.
This is the Do the Math show.
Right. I just think it'd be interesting for people to reveal their age. Why not? You know, I mean, we can. Anyhow, Bob, you're on the air.
Yes, Marty. I like a lot of things that you have to say. What kind of screenwriting do you do?
Mostly comedy. I've worked a lot for Gary Marshall, and he hires me to do like rewrites and be on the set and just give input about performance and changing dialogue and anything I think, you know.
Did you work on Happy Days on the TV series?
No, I worked for a couple of seasons, actually, the one Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, okay.
Well, I have a lot. There's a lot of things that were brought up. I don't know where to begin. I'd like to say, first of all, about Harold's call. Whatever else you think of Harold, he studies history.
Yeah, that's true.
And he does know his history, and he's right on target on that, and I admire him for that. In spite of the fact that I might not agree with him on everything, he cares. He cares enough to call.
I know, he's very passionate, and that's why I don't want to seem unreasonable, but that's not what the comment line is for people to call.
I don't know about the comment line. I don't use it. But what I want to say about Harold is, also, he probably went to Aptos High, and he learned a lot of history from a teacher called Bud Rowland, who was a history and government teacher there. Excellent government teacher.
You said he probably, you're just assuming that, or do you have some knowledge?
I think he mentioned that once on the radio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and so he was a contemporary, I mean, this teacher that you're talking about at Aptos High was a colleague of yours, probably, right?
Maybe it was Watsonville High, but I know he had Bud Rowland as a teacher.
I see, okay.
He was a great teacher.
Yes.
And
Bob, what do you think about this whole freedom of speech thing and the Muslim cartoon? Let's just go through it one by one with you, okay?
I'm a freedom of speech hawk. I believe in freedom of speech, but at the same time, I'm very pragmatic. I think that it depends on, you have to do what's best for the people who put out the cartoon. But at the same time, you have to think ahead, and what are we going to do in terms of foreign policy? And I feel that this is something that the administration, I understand, knew about back in September. And from what I understand, Mike, I understand that the Syrians and the Iranians were behind this whole thing, and they worked these people up. I don't know that for
sure. Wow. That's a conspiracy.
Don't buy it, Bob. That's what the administration's peddling, and that, like, just by coincidence, the people that they're next in line to be whip us up into a furor about, or a furor, whatever the word, are those two.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that, Marty. I don't know that much about it.
Who cares? What are they? I mean, I hope they don't riot into eternity. But to me, I think that, you know, it's funny because they're upset and it's overreacting, you know, burning down embassies and saying, you know, hang somebody. But it's like, look at what's going on in America. You know, we've got our own government is admitting to spying on us without warrants, lying to go to war. Bush lied to the Congress in his 2003 State of the Union about Saddam Hussein having, trying to buy yellowcake uranium from Niger. You know, it's issue after issue. Bush wants to be able to arrest Americans, and he's doing it without making any charges, saying he's an enemy combatant, trust me, even though I'm never right about anything. Okay, it's true, but trust me, I care, and, you know, I can put you in jail, and you can't even see a lawyer. You can't, you know, we won't even bring charges, and you may never be let out, and yet these are the kind of things that are happening in our country, and we don't even demonstrate. You know, we're not, are people calling our congressmen? I mean, basically, Bush is saying to Congress through this McCain's, even when he signed McCain's torture amendment, you know, anti-torture amendment, he had this signing statement saying, I don't have to obey this. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. But, you know, if they pass laws and he doesn't have to obey them, we don't have a three-branch government. We don't have a democracy. But Americans aren't doing anything. And Congress can impeach. That's their last power. I know it's a diatribe with me, but I think it's true, and this is why I can't write comedy. Please impeach him so I can go back to the typewriter.
Oh, okay. Well, I agree with what you're saying, Marty, and
You think Bush should be impeached, Bob?
I know. I think it's not very pragmatic right now. The Republicans control both houses, and I don't think it's going
to
happen.
But we have to court them.
The question I ask:
they're Americans.
Do you think he should be impeached, regardless of
I think that he's done. In one sense, I do, because of his policy on. What's that bill again? The Patriot Act, and I don't want my medical records looked at. I don't want my bank account looked at. I don't want my telephone tapped. Yes, I think there are grounds for impeachment, no question about it. And something about, I think this is a high crime. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. I agree with what Marty is saying. And I don't think that we... But my whole approach to politics, which Mike knows, Marty, is you have to start at the grassroots.
But we don't have time for that. That'd be great, except for the fact that they're basically instituting a style of government and an executive rule type thing. And if you couple this with... you know, the electoral system, which is now 30% electronic voting that's unaccountable,
that
can't be checked. You know, democracy may be window dressing. You know, it's like, it's tragic to me. And Bush goes around talking about democracy, but look what he does in Haiti. You know, we scooped up their president and said, go to Africa, have a vacation, don't come back, you know. Same thing, we backed a coup in Venezuela with Chavez. And that's our idea of democracy. You know, it's like, you go ahead and vote, and if we like the guy, we might leave him alone.
Well,
I don't trust them, you know,
especially
here.
When I look at most politicians, they're running for political office, not for sainthood. As Mike will tell you, I've been a political activist all my life. Do you live in Laptop? Where do you live, Marty? In Santa Cruz?
Santa Cruz.
Well, what you should do, you have your head screwed on right. You should get involved in local politics here, because as Tip O'Neill said, all politics is local. Start walking precincts, punching doorbells, putting on fundraisers, getting people to the polls.
But they don't give Academy Award for councilmen, do they?
That's the point. I mean, the real heroes in politics are the grunts, the people who lick stamps and stuff envelopes and get out to vote. This is what I did. This is what I did as a political activist for much of my adult life.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it's at. I mean, it's one thing to call talk shows, which I've done enough of that myself. But at the same time, that's not the beginning and end of everything, to win an argument on a talk show. You've got to get what I call sweat equity. Get out there. And I realize that most people are going to say they don't have the time. For people who don't have the time, my answer to that is the most effective people are the busiest people. Forget about your golf game for one weekend. Forget about your hunting trip, your fishing trip, your grandchildren. I'm not saying that if you don't do these things, there's something wrong with you. All I'm saying is a pragmatic activist, this is what you have to do.
Yeah, don't complain about the way things are if you're not willing to, you know, put in some time.
I mean, Ed Manning, who called your show recently, there's a guy I really appreciate, him and his wife, Pat. They get out there and do things in addition to calling talk shows.
Oh, well, now.
That's great, Bob.
Pat, did you like what Bob just said about you?
I love what Bob said.
Yeah. Yeah, Pat is on next here. So.
Which Pat is that?
Pat Manning, the one you just praised.
Well, she and Ed are two of the most effective political activists I've known. I have a great deal of respect for them. They get out, like I said, they get out there and get their hands dirty, and they put in sweat equity. And I think that you have to do it. Whether we like it or not, politics is almost a full-time job if it's done correctly.
Pat.
And you know who kept me going during our darkest hours at times is one Bob Lissner.
Well, thank you, Pat.
And yeah. You know what our connection is, Bob? I was born when you were 19 years old. And do you know who was born
so
on
So now
my
we don't 19th? Have to ask you how... Marty wanted me to ask you how old you are,
okay.
Because I'm asking everybody else. But now we can just do the math and
I know,
it out.
But I have one other
So you must be 63.
And on my Stephanie Miller was born on my 19th birthday.
Uh-huh.
So you're just 2 degrees from Stephanie Miller.
One of the things I've always done, well, I got involved in politics while I held a full-time job teaching. At the same time, my wife and I are running a business, which we're running now. So I've been a business person and I've been a public employee. So I can say I've been on both sides of the, not the political spectrum, but I've been both the public and private sector. And I think that local politics is something that people should really get interested in and put some time in.
Bob, have you spent any time in Washington, D.C.?
No, I haven't. I've been through... one thing...
You should go there. I mean,
let me tell you what I did in Washington, D.C. When we took a trip across the country in our RV, I sat in on the Watergate hearings.
Really?
I got a front row seat because I knew Senator Tunney's administrative assistant. He got me a front row seat when L. Patrick Gray, J. Edgar Hoover's successor, testified before Sam Ervin and Lowell Welker, Weicker, and all those people.
Wow.
Okay.
I've never been in Washington, D.C., but what's your point, Marty?
I thought you just said you were.
No, he's never spent any real time.
I just think it's a great, I wish everybody would just go there now and start, you know, attending hearings and go to Congress and harangue their Congress people and senators about whatever they believe. I'd like to see a million mom march to the White House.
Amen.
We only have 25 more minutes. I want to thank Soquel Bob for his call. And
don't let your meat loaf.
I was going to say that to you. Okay, thanks. Talk to you later.
Bye.
So, Bob was my high school government teacher, many, many, many years ago. Billy in Capitola, you're on.
Bob is a great American.
He certainly is.
Boy, I love the new guy, Mikey.
I know. I could see his head growing bigger and bigger and bigger
could grow then.
He's joining the world's smallest club, liberals who are on KSCO, KOMY.
Yeah.
We're taking over KSCO. Well, we're switching the signals.
Michael's in a funny position because, as he told you, he loves free speech. On the other hand, he's like a Republican, so all his friends are against free speech. All the O'Reillys. They're always saying we don't want to hear from actors. What right do they have to open his mouth while O'Reilly doesn't shut up? I don't know who gave him a license,
But those are the paid hacks.
Well, yeah. But you see, Michael, you need to tell him the story after you get off the air about, talk about post 9/11 and how you fired Peter Werby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll tell him that off the air.
Yeah. Well, he can listen. By the way, that reminds me. Thank you for bringing that up, Billy. A lot of people don't know that if you go to SaturdaySpecial.com or go to the website, you'll go to KSCO.com. Either one will give you at least at the moment. Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe we should be charging for this, but we're not. Currently, it's free for you to go back and listen to just about any Saturday special ever, including that one.
How about the one where you, me, and Roy went nuts?
That's there.
Oh, man, I'd love to hear that again.
Yeah, that's there. So, so SaturdaySpecial.com, we'll start, if you go there, it'll start, you won't see anything on the screen, except it should launch your media player, whatever that is. And if you make sure that your media player is set up so that you can see a playlist, then you'll be able to see all the dates and topics of just a whole pile of Saturday specials. There's probably hundreds of them in there, and that's all free right now. But maybe we should start charging, a buck for people to listen to it or download it or podcast it or something like that. Maybe make some money that way.
I'm telling you,
we can't afford to go on like this. We got to get some more advertisers for KOMY, certainly, and it wouldn't hurt for KSCO. I think that'll happen automatically because all the audience research data that I've seen for actually both KSCO and KOMY show our audience figures way, 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 way up. So maybe it'll just happen naturally, but we still got to remind people. It's a radio station that doesn't have many commercials right now, so people don't think of it as a commercial vehicle.
But we're a community that doesn't want to make too much money. And if you advertise on KOMY, you might be inundated with business.
But that's the thing. If you advertise on KOMY, you aren't lost in a sea of commercials. Your advertisement will stand out because right now there's not that much, and therefore you get twice the bang for your buck.
And the deal is incredible. I mean, when people find out what they could advertise on KOMY for, they say, well, what's wrong? There must be something wrong. Is no one listening?
Exactly. Yeah, a couple other things.
So cheap, it's almost free.
Michael?
Yeah.
A couple other things quickly. Technical realities that you're not aware of, obviously, is that for the longest time, when you call KOMY to talk on the noon show, hear Wallach.
Oh, that's crazy.
So
why doesn't someone complain about that?
We've mentioned it, but now you'll kick some butt. Okay.
Okay.
Billy, thing, though, that I think that, have you ever seen The Godfather?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen The Godfather? What kind of question is that?
Well, I feel like
Jews always answer questions with questions? Why shouldn't they?
Actually,
why do you ask?
It's like my feeling is that the Democrats and the Republicans, it's like we need to make the peace for the sake of our country, like right now.
How can we?
We need to make the peace because we can go back to arguing about, trickle-down theory or whatever the hell, Republicans believe in later. But first we have to save the Constitution.
Hey, Pollyanna. The only way we
call me Paul.
The only way we save the Constitution, to be honest about it, is to get rid of the guy who just committed the coup.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Still don't get it.
We have to reach across the aisle, though, to the Republicans
in
Congress.
They're not interested. They're interested in
dominance. No, that's what I'm saying. Don't say that. Everyone says that to me. Oh, well, it's not going to happen. It's a Republican Congress. That's Unless, I don't. That's that argument's not acceptable to me. Yeah.
George Bush said, "I'm a uniter, not a divider." Was that his first lie? Because we've never been more divided, and everyone on the phone right now agrees. Michael, I know you agree with that.
That Bush is a divider?
That we've never been more divided as
a country. Absolutely. I've said that many times.
It's not a coincidence that he happens to be president now. Yeah. Just like it's not a coincidence that, you know,
What do you think everybody will agree to, that we've never been more divided? Or is there something else you think everybody on the phone who's waiting now would agree on?
That's it. That we've never been more divided.
Okay.
There's much more. Much more. By the way, Mike.
Yeah.
He's liberal and he's funny.
I know.
You always say that, don't you?
I know.
So at least there's three of us.
Yeah.
I'm funny. I haven't even woken up yet. It's like...
All right, Billy, thanks for calling. Yeah. Talk to you soon. Dave, what is it? We were right in the middle, and you had to go to the toilet or something. What happened?
We went to visit George Bush, he said.
That's right.
President Bush, the old Oval Office.
Yeah.
Hey, get this. Michael, when did you get your credit card strips lifted on your trip?
No, it wasn't. It happened when I was on. No, it actually happened a few days before my trip, and I didn't realize
because,
it.
Because a couple I know went on a similar cruise about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
They got back. They had their credit cards, but their numbers were being used. Somehow, either the steward or one of the people on the ship is running a scam where they slide, when your card, you say you're down eating, your stuff's in the room, they'll slide their card through a scanner and get all your information. Leave your card and tag me on to get your stuff loaded up somewhere. Well, they have changed all the cards, all the stuff is going crazy.
This has nothing to do with the...
Okay, just wondering.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up.
No, I was just, well, man, it's two very similar operation here.
Okay, we got so many other callers, Dave. We don't want to push you off because you have wonderful things to say, and we want to make sure you've said all your...
This guest here was talking about the Bush administration and being impeached and all this stuff. Well, you know what, the way I look at it is, Eisenhower warned Kennedy... And the American public, when he left office, beware of the industrial military complex. What the hell does that mean? Well, they blew up Kennedy's brains. But we have a government that, as a vice president, and a monkey propped up as president, that has no big contract like Halliburton for, quote, billions, tens of billions with a B of dollars. Is that not an industrial military complex running the government?
It's the mafia.
Look, when we have, like, for example, a couple months ago, Halliburton got a $50 billion no-bid contract for Iraq. Now, how could this be when the vice president was the ex-CEO, supposedly, you know, of a company that's getting a huge contract? Our schools are in decline.
Dave, it smells. There's no question that it smells. In fact, as Kay would say, it stinks.
My kid goes to Aptos. I had to write her a check for $25 by paper and pencil art class. You can't afford instruments for band. What the hell's going on? In Iraq, we're building hundreds of schools and new highways.
Medicare, you know, can't afford it.
We have 70 million Americans with no health insurances. But on the other hand, though, we can spend another $150 billion in Iraq while our own sons and daughters die, spill their blood based on a lie to cover big oil. It's disgusting.
I wonder what Halliburton spends their money on.
Themselves?
And maybe we could get them to contribute some money to health insurance.
What do we have multi-billion-dollar families, no trillion-dollar companies?
All
we are is like fruit flies. We're just flies on their outhouse wall.
Dave, calm down.
I am calm.
This is really beginning to sound like this is not KSCO. It's beginning to sound like this is KOMY.
No, KSCO always stood for, like, truth, justice, and the American way.
Until when?
This is the peace. We've made the peace.
Oh.
Michael.
Okay.
I always wanted you to be a sitcom artist.
Well, the thing is that when it's really, you know, people got to understand, 6 months before 9/11, Al-Qaeda, the evil Al-Qaeda representatives, were being wine and dined in the White House, Washington, D.C. Bin Laden families worked with the Bush family and Halliburton family for the last 25 years. It's a hoax. There's no Muslim takeover. There's no 9/11 Arab terrorists. It's a joke. Let me tell you something.
It's a dog and pony show.
That's right.
No, Dave is suggesting that our own government.
It's not our government anymore.
Okay.
It's not
that the people purporting to be our government are the actual perpetrators of 9/11. That's what you're saying, right? That's a real crazy sounding.
Well, maybe it's just one. plausible
Dave,
explanation.
Dave, did I say it right? Is that what you're? Is that what you're?
Nobody has proved me and showed me different. Michael, it's time to get Alex Jones on. Seriously,
Dave, did you ever read? Like, I don't. Make accusations exactly, but interestingly, if you ever read the one of the Jersey Girls' testimonies before the 9/11 Commission, Mindy Kleinberg.
Oh yeah,
it's really great. Her questions all went to the heart of, you know, getting to the bottom of what happened. And most of those questions, they just never bothered.
Why was
to
every
address.
Military Air Force base grounded that day? Only one that was not the response. An hour later, it was the Otis base way up in Massachusetts. Why was it Mineta, Secretary of Transportation, ordered not to allow any commercial flights for 1 week? But the only flight that was personally allowed was, get this, Bin Laden's family was allowed to take their 757 go back to Saudi Arabia. What the hell is that about? Are we stupid Walmart shoppers? I'm not saying this is a conspiracy. We don't have our government. Our government is local. Our city councilmen, board of supervisors, school officials, that is what makes an effect. When you get beyond the state level, smoke another one.
Because well, the thing is, money corrupts, you know, so it's like the opportunity to control, you know, a pot of money
so
like
the U.S.
Treasury
is tempting. We have so many other callers, and
we
have some commercials
people,
that we
so.
Have to play. Dave, thank you.
One final sentence. There's too much evidence showing this is way bigger, really convenient than we've been told. Well, I'll be by tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Okay, I hope you have a wonderful guest tomorrow.
No way, I do.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, that was Dave Allen. Catch his show Sundays at 4 on AM 1080 KSU. It's 11:46, 13 minutes remain in this program. If you're on hold, we promise we'll get to you. Brian and Salinas, thanks for holding you on.
Hey, Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah, real quickly. One of your previous callers made the assertion that the country's never been more divided. I think Abraham Lincoln would disagree, as well as the 400,000 casualties.
No. As long as I've been, maybe he didn't qualify. For as long as I've been alive, I've said that, and I've been alive for 54 years. In my lifetime, I've never noticed the U.S. more polarized
since
than
Bush learned to multiply and divide.
The assertion I heard was that the country's never been more divided. Period, okay. And I'm here to disagree.
And I would agree with that.
It's not as bad as it sounds. People are making it worse than it is, though. And if you want it to get better, quit it.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks
yeah,
for calling.
I agree.
Thanks
right.
for calling.
That makes
it's important
sound
for you to make that point. Appreciate your call.
All right.
Thank you. Next caller will be Pat at Aptos. We just had you on for a second with Bob. What's up?
Oh, I just had to pick myself up off the floor after what Dave Allen said.
What?
How? I mean, he's the one that called me the hairy armpitted liberal.
What he did? When?
Yeah, on your show a long time ago, and you assured him I didn't have hairy armpits. You don't remember.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I mean, so much happens. I mean, my brain
it's
is shrinking.
It's been a long time
and
ago.
I haven't taken my memory FX for a
but
few
what,
days.
But what gives me great hope, if he's come around, we can impeach. We really can do that. We need to do it.
He hasn't come around. He's never believed anything differently. He's always been suspicious of the Bush family.
You know what that needs to happen?
What?
We need to get, you know, lobbying with our congresspeople to reaching out to Republicans. And then the way that this is going to take place is one day they're going to 15 Republicans are going to go into the House chambers with wrenches and unscrew their chairs and carry them across the aisle to the Democratic side, which won't be Democrats or Republicans. They can call it something else, you know,
yeah.
Temporary, political Pollyanna club, whatever. And then caucus with the Democrats, open hearings, and do what needs to be done.
Sounds good to me. Let me make two.
Yeah,
points.
quick, like okay. In a minute if you can.
One thing Bob said about leaving your grandchildren and going out and doing this, and I want to say you don't have to leave them, you take them with them,
yeah.
With you.
Okay, good.
Our kids had great fun in Crawford, Texas, our grandkids this summer, so, and they love it, and they've been in peace marches and everything. So you can take them along with you. And the other thing is I really believe that one of the best things that happened for freedom in this country of late is Air America.
Uh-huh.
And XM, because they were out there on XM before you could get them anywhere else, and people started listening, and uh-huh. It just grew. And the growth in a new radio station.
But Bill O'Reilly and Brian Maloney, who used to be a talk show host on this station,
yes,
have said that they're gonna, that it's only a matter of hours before they go out of business.
Oh, I know, because that's one of the talking points, but it isn't true. They're going to keep going because people are listening, and it's growing, and they've grown something like 20, they've got like 22% of the market now.
Well, boy.
Maybe Craigslist could back them.
Yeah, well, if Craigslist doesn't, if I were Craig, I would just say, no, I'd put an end to all the freebies. You know, this is the way I get thanked. I mean, that's, anyhow, we got to get back to.
No, but anyway, I just think they've done us a huge favor, and we now have a place to talk, and your Saturday specials, too, of course, Michael.
But what about, well, we have Air America on Comey.
I know, and because I believe that.
And I hope you listen to Air America on Comey instead of on XM.
Well, I don't have to listen to XM anymore.
Good.
But it started listening to XM, and see, people couldn't get it in there, and now they can get it locally.
Right.
But that's what XM did, is it let you know it was out there, and then people asked for it.
Right.
That's what I mean about that. Okay. That was all, because you have other callers. I had
Steven Salinas says the only good Republican is a dead Republican?
No.
There must be some mistake.
No.
Okay, well, I'm happy.
There's a couple of living ones.
The original definition of the word idiot is one who does not take part in politics. And some Catholic caller called about being insulted. All right. Thank you, Pat. Nice hearing from you.
Didn't specify about what.
Say hey to Ed. Oh, I already said.
We want you involved.
Okay.
All right.
All right, take care. I am involved. I mean, you know, if people don't start advertising on KOMY, they're not going to have MZ to kick around anymore. I'm serious. I'm dead serious, gang.
What are you going to do? What are you threatening now?
We'll just let that, you know, we'll just let that swirl in your fertile mind. It's Krishna, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi.
Congratulations for a good show as usual, Michael.
Oh.
And I ain't buttering you up. Hey, I like things the way they are, pretty well.
Oh.
This is what the Constitution was meant for.
Uh-huh.
Three arms of the government, the judiciary, the executive, the legislative, equal powers. Remember that, you liberals. Equal powers. So if we can remain strong and be adversarial, that's the genius of our Constitution. I don't know why liberals complain about that. That's how it should be. And the liberals had it culturally for the last 40 years. It's our turn now, baby.
And yeah, by destroying two of the branches.
And
way
don't
to go.
Keep fighting Bush. His term is over. Why doesn't all of California empty itself in front of the White House and go demonstrate? Why don't they? They're afraid of showing their true colors.
We can't afford the gas.
Yeah, there you go. You all want subsidized. You want basically a government subsidized. You can't get along, hold up. Kiss, European community. We are Americans first, and adversary is what keeps us strong and honest.
Now, who can argue with Krishna?
What keeps us strong and honest.
Krishna, you're shooting off your own foot.
I want your guests to be talking as loudly as possible to keep us honest.
Krishna is not shooting off her own.
To keep
She's not shooting off her own foot. She's chewing it off.
Oh.
All right, honey. Goodbye. Good luck.
Okay, bye-bye, Krishna. Now, who can argue with Krishna?
Argue with her.
Oh, Richard N. Watson.
I can argue with anybody.
Okay. Well, how
are
you
doing, Mike?
Fine, Richard. How nice to hear from you. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling with both fingers, I think.
Okay. What do you think? What do you think of Marty?
Huh?
What do you think of Marty?
Not much. But, you know, what do you expect me to say? Oh, he's just the greatest thing since. I won't say.
Since sliced bagels.
See, there he goes. Oh, you know, saying the wrong thing again, Marty.
Yeah.
But, Mike, we should have...
even on that level.
On Saturday specials,
yeah,
should be open mic.
Yeah.
No more guests.
Okay, not
open
even...
Open mic on Saturday specials.
If we didn't have Marty here, the show would have been a big zero.
Well, no, Marty's in advertising.
Oh, okay.
What I understood, I mean, that's the way he's promoted as, isn't
right.
he?
Right, correct.
Yeah, I'm promoting Camelot.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
I'm promoting Camelot.
Well, you're
promoting Comey lot.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
The thing is Halliburton, you make a smart remark about Halliburton, but yet you cannot come up with a company like Halliburton or Kellogg Brown or Root or Blackwater that will replace these guys, can you?
They're all together. Halliburton, KBR.
Let me ask you a question.
Together, but yet you cannot come up with a replacement. And Marty, if you
no, not even the U.S. Army. Now we have
Marty,
to hire like thugs.
Hey, why don't we
300,000 a year
in there,
instead
Marty?
Of our, and they're the same Army guys we're allowed to redraft.
Why don't we put LAPD in there? Better yet, what service were you in?
Did you get a high number?
No. What service were you
no,
in?
No, I actually the end of the draft before
here.
I came of age. Hey!
There you are talking the talk. You couldn't have gone to Grenada, huh? You couldn't have gone to Beirut, huh?
I wouldn't have gone to Grenada.
You couldn't have gone to Serbia, huh?
You're right.
You couldn't have gone.
George Bush,
no,
tell me where to go
for,
and fight
listen,
for democracy.
Listen, Marty, the word you're looking for in advertising is showcase. You're there to showcase a person's...
Yeah, I'm here to showcase sanity.
In the form of commercials, right. You should never have a talk.
Hey, I don't even promote myself as an advertiser. And in fact, I should probably warn you that if I don't really like what you're selling, I probably won't want to do an ad for you. Even though you can advertise, but I may not be part of it.
No, I'm not an advertiser.
No. He's saying that he's a creative guy, and if he doesn't, it's sort of like Paul Harvey. If Paul Harvey doesn't like your product, your widget, or your service that you're selling,
then
you're not going to get on his show, even if you're willing to pay the $50,000 for 30 seconds once.
Listen, Mike.
Are you willing to pay, Richard?
Richard's already paid, Marty.
Big time. I mean, you don't realize who
Richard
would
have read Serial's facts, Mike. You know? I mean, Richard
now you're
would,
making me feel terrible.
Would take everybody that's on Comey at noon and put them on KSCO at noon, and then put Wallach on up against Dina Dale, and then let's talk about surveys.
Okay.
You know?
Thank you, Richard.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. Take care. Bye bye. Now listen, Big Gun Gordy, I don't want you to think that we've been ignoring you, but we have.
Oh, I know you have.
But we have, and I want to apologize to you in public.
Not necessary, Michael and Marty. We need more humor, and we also need more sponsors for your station, of which I'm bellying up to the bar here.
Okay.
Starting Monday again, the Golden State Second Amendment Council will be advertising on Air America.
What a guy!
And we've expanded, because these ads work for us, we've expanded so that starting next Saturday we'll be running ads on KSCO.
Wow!
So I just want to testify.
You have got me so excited.
I just want to testify. These ads work. They are a bargain. We had a riot cutting these last set of ads. It's humor-based. We don't go into the political animal at all. We avoid that. Specifically, we don't want to get into name-calling. Now, if the shoe fits, say, if I think somebody's acting like an idiot, well, I'll call them an idiot. I won't call them a conservative. I won't call them a liberal. I won't go there. That's a battle
See?
We cannot win.
First Amendment.
Win. We're doing things issue-based.
Big Gun Gordy believes in extending courtesies and respect to people.
Yes. Yeah, right. And that's what we all need to do.
Yeah.
Now with the
you ought to be proud to be an American.
I am proud to be an American.
I know that's what.
Now with the issue going out there and censorship in China, there is a big movement moving along here to not have humor. If you say a joke, you can be thrown into jail.
Oh my God! We have to make that the subject of another Saturday special. Yeah. Got one other caller, and I want to read the Craigslist thing.
Comedy prison.
Big Gun Gordy, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Take
Mark.
Care. Hey, Tom Quinlan, are you really Tom Quinlan?
Yeah. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, no, I wanted to agree.
No, you're Tom Quinn, not Tom Quinlan. It says Tom Quinlan. I said, who the hell is that?
Well, I just wanted to say that I think this whole Democratic Republican thing is sort of short-sighted, because it's really a constitutional thing, and I consider myself an independent, although I'm registered as a Republican, but I see Bush doing a lot of things that are impeachable. You got Ron Paul in Congress, who's a Republican, who keeps pointing out that the whole Patriot Act is unconstitutional. And as Dave Allen pointed out, 9/11 is very fishy.
Get him to unbolt his chair.
Yeah.
Paul, yeah. Cross that aisle.
Yeah. So, Tom, hey, you're not, what are you doing on the phone? How come you're not here for your show?
Because Dr. Biles is covering
me. Oh, here we go. That's, yeah, he just came in the door, come to think of it. All right, well, thanks for calling.
Anyway, thanks.
Take care. All right, listen, we're going to eat into the news for just a couple minutes here, because I want to read this article from the AP about Craigslist accused of ad discriminating. Okay, we're going to eat a couple minutes into the news. It won't be bad. Chicago, a federal lawsuit accuses the online site Craigslist of violating fair housing laws by publishing discriminatory classified ads, reviving the question of what legal boundaries, if any, should exist for postings on the Internet. But legal experts say the lawsuit against Craigslist, a fast-growing online network of classified ads and forums, faces an uphill battle because of laws in place to protect online service providers. The lawsuit filed by a Chicago Fair Housing Group in U.S. District Court last Friday contends that Craigslist's Chicago site distributed more than 100 ads that violated the Federal Fair Housing Act by excluding prospective buyers or tenants on the basis of race, gender, or religion. Among the housing ads cited as objectionable by the Chicago Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law Incorporated were ones that read, "No minorities, requirements clean, godly Christian male, and only Muslims apply." While it remained unclear Thursday if the suit is the first of its kind, it signifies a burgeoning effort by housing watchdog groups to extend to the Internet the same legal restrictions facing those that publish print classifieds. Now, I've known about this for probably 10 years or a dozen years, that you're not allowed to say when you place an ad in the Sentinel or the Mercury or the Herald in the classifieds, you're not allowed to say perfect for families, because it's discriminatory against people who don't have families. And ridiculous politically correct garbage like that. Why? I've had the radio station for 15 plus years now and never done a program on this. I can't understand.
Would it make,
I really want to do that maybe next week.
Would it make sense if he had like the people who advertise there for free signed like a release that they're responsible for any violation? You know, it's still illegal,
of course, and that's why I say that there is not free speech, and there's more than just you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. I mean, but if someone wants to burn a flag, or if someone wants to, if someone wants to have hate speech, you know, cry in public or be a Nazi or something like that, that's protected.
Yeah, you know? But burning a flag doesn't make it say to a Muslim you can't buy property on Rodeo Drive or whatever.
Well, we're talking about renting or something. I know what you're saying. I think it's a really interesting topic that I want to get into. Let me finish reading this article here. While it remained unclear Thursday, our goal is to have the Internet places like Craigslist treated no differently than newspapers and other media who have traditionally been posting real estate advertisements, says Stefan Lebowski, a counsel for the housing group. And I would agree with that. I think it should all be the same, you know, or there shouldn't be different rules, probably. I think the rules should be relaxed, you know, for the classified advertisers. I'm so passionate about this, I keep jumping back and forth between me and the article. All the gains are going to get lost if the same rules don't apply. Okay, I would agree with that, too. The nonprofit group is an affiliate of the National Fair Housing Alliance. Its Louisiana affiliate, the Greater New Orleans Fair Housing Action Center, recently filed a similar complaint against the hurricane relief website KatrinaHousing.org, alleging it found 68 discriminatory housing ads. San Francisco-based Craigslist, founded in 1995 as a roundup of local events, now has listings in more than 20 countries and 150 cities and runs 8 million new classified ads a month. Its huge scope maintains the Chicago case will likely be watched closely by other online sites. eBay, Inc. owns 25% of Craigslist. A ruling against it would have a chilling effect on the Internet and what it is intended to provide, and that is an open forum and free expression, said Melissa Klipp, a Florham Park, New Jersey-based attorney who practices Internet law. The lawsuit seeks, among other things, to require Craigslist to report to the government any individual seeking to post a discriminatory ad. Come again? I might spill into the next program. My God, I mean, this is really making me angry. Reading. This is the first, you know, extensive article that I've written. To develop screening software to preclude discriminatory ads from being published on its website. Craigslist, which has 19 employees, maintains that screening its almost nonstop classified listings would be impossible. Jim Buckmaster, its chief executive officer, said Thursday that the system is automated and that users can flag postings. If enough do, it comes off automatically. The No Minorities ad was removed within 2 hours, he said. We admit that one of the two postings per 100,000 are discriminatory, Buckmaster said, but we feel we're in the forefront of promoting fair housing for everyone. The site last month added a yellow link on each housing ad warning that stating a discriminatory preference in a